CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Riots continue in France days after a 17-year-old boy of Algerian descent was shot and killed by a police officer. More now from CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
The policeman who fired the fatal shot has been placed under formal investigation for murder. He has apologized to the family, but a statement released by two police unions, which call the protesters savage hordes and vermin, has only added fuel to the flames.
The boy was buried today. Many parts of the country are sweltering this holiday weekend, none more so than the Lone Star State. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Texas is under a punishing heat dome. Austin and Fort Worth hit triple digits every day this week, adding to the spike in emergency room visits. The CDC says doctors in Texas and nearby states treated more than 1,000 patients a day for heat-related illnesses.
Thousands of Twitter users are now reporting having problems accessing the site after CEO Elon Musk placed a limit on how many tweets people could read per day. CBS News tech contributor Ian Shore.
It is part of a broader trend that's happening across the internet, where we're seeing companies like Reddit and publishers pushing back on this idea that data is just freely available to anybody and saying, well, if you're a big company and you want to copy a lot of our data or have access to troves of information, then you need to start paying for it.
In the tweet, Musk said he made the change because of data scraping and system manipulation. Investigators in Atlanta have found suspicious devices after a fire broke out at a police facility.
Fire crews responding to the old Atlanta Police Training Academy early Saturday morning to reports of a multi-vehicle fire. Crews finding multiple police motorcycles in flames. After dousing the fire, officials say they found several incendiary devices used to start the blaze. Governor Brian Kemp describing the incident as an attack on public safety resources that is, quote, outrageous and completely inexcusable. No word if the fires are connected to opposition to the planned construction of a new public safety training center. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
While thousands of United Airlines passengers were stranded because their flights had been canceled, the airline CEO was on a private plane this week. Scott Kirby has now apologized to United customers and employees. He said taking a private jet was the wrong decision and insensitive to flyers who were waiting to get home. He promised to do better. He flew from New Jersey to Denver on Wednesday on a private jet. The same day, United canceled 750 flights, about a fourth of its schedule. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
DQ Maxi presents Radio, We Are Local Music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What do we have to run away from love? Why do I feel my heart is in your hands?
And that's the way it goes. Blame It On Me. That's the Jetty Boys on Max and Kevy. We are local music from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Way it goes before that. Not much happening with the Jetty Boys online. They have they made a post back on May 4th to celebrate May the 4th. They have some shirts that are at the Green Bay UFO Museum gift shop and records. Wait a minute. There's a UFO Museum gift shop and record store? That's pretty cool. That's up in Green Bay. How you doing, everybody? Hope your Saturday evening is going well. I'm Jimmy Kay. This is Max and Kevy, original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. If you'd like to get your music on the air or you had a suggestion for a band that you want to hear on Heavy, feel free to send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. In the playlist tonight, I have, first of all, I apologize for missing last week. We played a replay or rerun last week. We're back with a brand new show this week. As promised, we're doing a little punky stuff this week. Love the punk rock and roll. I got plenty for you in the playlist. Got some Coasting on the Way, Government Zero, the Skin Tones just around the corner. A Screeching Weasel, they have some new stuff happening. Actually, they're doing a remix, remaster of their Anthem album. That's from Recess Records. You get more information on their Facebook page right now. Let's actually go back to, what's the name of this album? It's The Killer Mustache. Kill the Musicians. Killer Mustaches. Kill the Musicians. It's Screeching Weasel, The Girl Next Door on Max and Kevy. We are local music.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
and Kevy with the Skin Tones and Played in America. That's from their new album, Coming to Collect. They actually just dropped a new video for Icarus Descending from that album. It's up on their Facebook and YouTube page. Check that out when you have a chance. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk. We're doing the punk tonight with Knuckle Dragger, When the Chevy Breaks on Max and Kevy.
Clean machine.
It's clean enough.
Not bad for homegrown.
It's a little bit more than that, Sonny.
Say, you must have something real special here. Gee, mister, I'll bet it's pretty quick.
You want to find out?
Well, ordinarily, I jump at the opportunity. But the thing is, I'm just not in the habit of seeing the Chevy work against a two-bit piece of junk.
hits local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media Radio Network. That's Coasting Boxed In from their 2019 Go Ahead album. How you doing, everybody? Hope you're having a great Saturday. Coasting, they just got back from a tour. A couple cities went the, looks like they went west. Rapid City, South Dakota, Laramie, Pablo, Colorado, Kansas City, Missouri. Looks like a pretty cool tour. Also, Des Moines in there. No shows on the books coming up for them, but I'm sure they'll have something very soon. Coming up in the next half hour, we got music from Ray. We'll do some Damsel Trash and Yearless in just a couple of minutes. Plus the Racing Pulses. I haven't heard, haven't played their track in a long time. Something, it was a track that was actually in the top 41 of 17 or something like that back in the day. There is rumor that this band is making a new album. Apparently, it's close to being done. They just got to do some vocals or drum tracks or write the songs. I don't know. Can't wait to hear it, though. Government Zero from their 2010 Underdog album is Huey Lewis in the News on Max Inc. Heavy.
Don't ever say against it. And I wanted you to go. With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Leather boots and a black dress. Drinks vodka.
With the Racine Pulses. I believe they're from Racine, Wisconsin, and Miss Supernova. That particular song was in the top 41 of 2017. I believe it was like in the teens. I don't know the exact number, but it was pretty cool. Should I do another top 41 this year? I was thinking if I do it, since we didn't do it the last year or 2 years, we would make it a top 41 of the 20s so far. That would be kind of fun, right? We'll see. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Facebook or just send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. You know what? I got a little special treat for you. Common Threads. They have a new song out. I have it. It was just emailed to me, and I was talking to Peyton. We're going to get him on the air here in a couple minutes to talk about their new music and their happenings. They got a lot of stuff going on. So an impromptu interview with Common Threads with Peyton coming up in just a couple of minutes. Otherwise, musically, we got Mask Intruder. We'll do some Riot Brard. That's Shandon's Shandon Vicarious for Four Asper Mornings. Newest project that he did over the pandemic. We'll squeeze in some Panther at some point tonight, too. We're going to skip Max and Kevy instead. We'll do the Common Threads interview at the top of the hour. Let's do some Ray right now.
Yeah, my mama cut me up. Yeah, my mama cut me up. She had something that she wanted to say. My mama cut me up. Cause my mama wants a cut. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. She believes in love, but I'm a burden. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. This is how my mama looks. This is how my mama looks. All the girls who buy me can't do so. All the girls who buy me can't do so.
so much.
Brock, Brandy, Cow Chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Kevy, we are local music. That's 20 Minute Mission, their brand new song called Words. Some Panther before that with Whiskey Mama and Damsel Trash in there with Feelings Are Boring. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max and Kevy. Hey, Peyton from Common Threads, he's going to join us on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. They're dropping a bunch of new music, a bunch of singles throughout the summer, and their first single is in my playlist. We're going to hear it just after the top of the hour. We're actually substituting Essential Last Crack with Essential Common Threads. Thought you might like that. Let's do some Riot Brard now. Stir Crazy on Max and Kevy.
Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.